Hello, is your girl Cheryl in the Old School News Crew one more time to bring to you a great discussion on all the things happening around the world, around the country, and right here in our own backyard. We've always got lots of interesting things to talk about, and we have interesting people to talk about them with. We want to welcome the Old School News Crew. We want to welcome Mike Easterling.
Hello, I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, you were vaccinated last week. It sort of holds. It's supposed to hold for a while. We want to welcome
Oh, okay.
Sheila Gaskins.
I don't know if he knew he was vaccinated. That's it should be for a minute there, Mike. Hey, everybody, I'm vaccinated too, if that's a criteria for being on here today.
Yeah,
Hey.
apparently. And we want to welcome Winston Thomas.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Okay. And we got some great things to talk about. And I'm not even going to give this first one a big lead up. I'm just going to throw it out there because because I want somebody to explain it to me. Okay. Apparently, there are Republican congresspeople who were saying there was no insurrection. Okay. That on January 6th, it was just a regular day, like regular tourists going through the building. Explain to me how it's possible for this to be the discussion. And that's not just one congressperson. This is a couple of them now. So I don't understand the rationale, this approach. What are they trying to accomplish? What is this about? Anybody can help me with this one?
Sure. Lying worked so well for Trump. It's now a standard procedure. You just lie when you feel like it.
But these are like this is past bald face lies. These are, I don't even know. I mean, I used to think the Rodney King situation was like the ultimate lie, where we all watched this man get beat, okay? And they were able to let these police officers off. Oh, what you saw was actually him fighting us and what you all that. But this, we saw this in real time, okay? This wasn't like a tape we saw later. We were watching our television screens while this was happening. So explain to me, are we supposed to be that stupid? Or I mean, what is that supposed to say?
Reasonable doubt.
But how is it reasonable doubt? We looked at it.
What we thought we saw versus what they thought they saw. It's a lie, you know, it's a lie.
I watched a special on fascism in Europe, and the same tactics that they're using is exactly what is being displayed now. And that whole, state versus everything, it's all about the state and arresting people who and jailing them and punishing them who spoke against the state. So I'm not surprised that, this conversation is coming up about all of it being a falsehood. They are desperate, and they are people out there that will believe them. So, I guess they're going for it.
So when they see the footage, do they think that that was staged or something? Or I mean, how are you going to believe it if you're looking right at it? Mike, come on, help me out now. You're muted. You're muted. You're still muted, Mike. Well,
I have
somebody
no
was able to.
idea. It looked like people being violent to one another. To me, it looked like people who were not supposed to be there attacking guards. We do know people died, and yet he said it other than a few things that are happening outside, it looked like a regular visit by any group to the White House. You know, it's almost the fear and the terror of one day not being the dominant race is, I believe, beginning to break down people mentally, you know, because that's just totem. There's something wrong with anybody who can think that and then comfortably publicly say that there was nothing going on.
Yeah, that's the part
And
that
I don't
gets
know,
me.
I've never had a can of bear spray. Never even owned one, so I don't know why, much less take one downtown to Washington, D.C. What's that? I thought I might see a bear down here. No, it's
Well,
simple-mindedness.
because I think I even used this example before in one of our talks. There was a movie, an old movie called, and I think it's called How to Succeed in Business. And a guy is having an affair sleeping with some other woman in his own house, and his wife comes home. And when she opens the door and she sees them in bed together, his approach is to just tell her that she doesn't see what she thinks she sees. He just gets up out of the bed and puts his clothes on, and the other woman puts her clothes on. And the wife is just standing there, and he's talking to her as if nothing's going on. He's just, hey, sweetie, how you doing? Yeah, I'm getting ready to go play golf and blah, blah, blah. And the wife is asking him, well, what about this woman in the bed? He's like, what woman? There's no woman here. What are you talking about? So he's literally trying to make his wife think she's crazy. So is the GOP trying to make us think we're crazy? Is that it? I mean, the only thing about that is we actually have video of this, you know, as opposed to the movie where once it happened in the moment, it was gone. So once the other woman left the house, the wife was literally standing there not looking at anybody in the bed. So she had to question her own sanity. We don't have to do that. We saw it. So I don't understand. I mean, do you think that they really are trying to make us all doubt what we saw? Or are they just trying to make us minimize what we saw? Yeah, we saw it, but it really wasn't that serious.
But, you know, for one thing, why any questions or discussions are still going on about it, I don't understand. It's time to take action. They need to find out which Congress members gave that tour the day before. You know, start indicting them, arresting them, whatever. You know, this thing just moves way too slow to me because we do have all these facts. You know, it's not like a long investigation is required. We have the tape. Everybody saw it. America saw it. Let's go to the next phase. Let's start arresting. I mean, they are arresting some of the insurrectionists, obviously. I hear that number is up to about 500. But the Congress people that help organize it, it's time for them to be arrested. But well, nobody's talking about that.
It is going to take some time because they are just now agreeing on a commission to even investigate it.
Okay? Yeah, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. That's way too slow.
Well, you know, because even though they agreed to do that, Kevin McCarthy is saying he didn't know anything about that and he's not signing off on it, which begs the question, why wouldn't you sign off on it? Why wouldn't you want to know? And this is a bipartisan committee. Why wouldn't you want to know how this happened? I don't even understand how you justify saying that you don't want a commission to investigate this, other than the fact that you're guilty yourself. I mean, that's the only reason I would think you would not want that.
Of course.
So I said that to say
I think an investigation would just turn them on their ear. I'm sorry, Cheryl. Sheila.
I said it to say that one of the biggest instruments that they used during Hitler and Mussolini's time was propaganda. And they can really, really do everything that they're doing. And again, some people will accept it. It's just that point blank. And they're doing it because they can.
But let me ask you this. Do you think people are accepting it because they are just that dedicated to Donald Trump and just want to believe everything he says? Or do you think they really honestly are stupid people? I mean, when you can look at something with your own eyes and let somebody tell you that that's not what it is, I don't even know that stretches to Donald Trump. That's just you. I mean, what kind of intelligence do you have that you don't believe your own self, even if it's not what you saw? I mean, just certain things that are facts, not going with Kelly, what was the name, Conway's alternative facts, not dealing with that. You know the facts. So, you know, so that's not, I mean, you saw Donald Trump say, let's go to the Capitol and do this. Then you saw a group of people go do that. So, I mean, so is that just the stupidity of a certain group of people?
Yeah, it's a combination. Yeah, it's a combination. Stupid. And I think it was Sheila that started off talking about how somebody here started talking about the whole racial implication, and they don't want to see the country going in the direction it's going. So the methods to stop that from happening, the details really don't matter. You know, they'll lie, they deny, they do whatever they can. It doesn't matter. Yeah, they're behind Trump because he thinks like they think. So, you know, if he's lying, they support the lie. You know, it's that simple.
So it's not necessarily stupidity. It's just, I'm just not going to go along with loyalty. I mean, but to admit
it's kind of a blind loyalty.
But to say whether or not the insurrection happened, that doesn't even have anything to do with Trump. I'm just talking about thousands of people trying to break into and succeeding, breaking into the Capitol building and destroying it. So if you have a video of that, for you to deny it, I don't even know if that's stupidity. That's just, it's just a lie. We're just gonna tell a lie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because it's gonna get us to the goal that we're trying to get to.
Pretty much, since people are sitting around still asking questions when we already have the facts. As I say, why are we even talking about it?
Well, because I think we're talking about it because it
no, not makes, us, not
no,
us.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. I think one reason I want to talk about it is because it makes me afraid of what's to come. If they get away with this, if it just keeps on and keeps on, you know, and they're the minority party, they're in the minority. But if they keep on, if they're continuing to be able to further their thoughts or their ideas based on lies, where does that stop? You know, it's one thing to say, we think Donald Trump really won the election. That's one thing. That's sort of speculation. You don't know, but this is something you know. You actually saw it, and you're just going to deny it. So that makes me afraid of what else you could do, whether you have facts or no facts or whatever you just want to do.
Well, Cheryl, Hitler was able to massacre 6 million Jews just based on an idea. Mm-hmm. And so those people really believed everything that he said. And these people really believe Donald Trump, and they really believe in what it is that he espouses. So I'm not surprised that we're at this level of, hey, this never happened. And what's next? Ain't no telling what could be next.
But are you going to be surprised? Are you going to be surprised then? Because actually, Winston had just brought up to me the other day how I think South Carolina has decided that they're going to go. They already had the death penalty, but they're going to a firing squad instead of whatever they used to have. Now, how in 2021 do you decide that the way we're going to kill you is we're going to get 7 people to all shoot you? I mean, what is that? I mean, it's like
14 we're just states. South Carolina is the last of 14 states.
To go to the firing squad?
Yes, firing squad.
Honestly, I knew Utah had it for years. I didn't, and I think Delaware used to have, actually still have hanging. But now 14 states?
That's what they announced today. Wow.
Because see, the thing that gets me about the Hitler situation that I always thought was interesting, it wasn't just that Hitler required that all these Jews be killed, but it was that he had them put in ovens. That was the way they killed them. He was able to convince his armies just by his rhetoric to gather up people and literally walk them into ovens and burn them alive. I mean, what kind of hatred or demented kind of thought is that? So if you can get people to do that just because they believe in you and they believe in your and you can rev them up with your, I mean, I know certain people can be great speakers and get you all riled up, but what kind of, I mean, is that what we're leading to? It might be in a different kind of way, but are we sitting here watching this reenact itself? I mean, not necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. We're going back to our roots. Going back to our roots. Yep.
Roots.
Yep, that's the real America. We got away from it.
So when they get pissed off enough at Black Lives Matter and try to round us up and put us in ovens, we're not going to be surprised? Or that's not going to happen?
Well, that's right. Well, you saw the laws get passed. You can drive over them with your car. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like we're watching it little by little. And one day some craziness like the firing squad, you know, is going to come up. And all we're going to say is, well, I wasn't surprised to see it, but I mean, maybe I would be surprised. But at this point, I don't know. Am I? Will I be? You know, I don't know where this could
end. You know, the law will show any kind of that you can drive over people. You know, most people won't do that, but there'll be some. The thing is, what's going to happen when a Black person drives over some young white girl holding up a sign that says, we boycott this Starbucks, okay? Is it all gonna apply then? I doubt it. It's one of those laws that were Black laws. Come on, you can drive over there's a lot of people who protest every day. Not big, 5 or 6 people, okay, on the corner, blocking traffic, it's the lightning coming back out, all right? With stuff, causes that we, I don't know what they are, gonna run those people over too. So it's clearly a law that's aimed at one target of the population. And that's not just Black people, it's specific Black people who have the nerve to come out and publicly express displeasure with the situation in their lives. In a country that claims to be the leader of the world, leader in free speech. It's frightening. Can be frightening if you really let it.
Yeah, I find it frightening. And I just don't know where it's gonna end. And it's funny because I also was just listening today, actually, where they were talking about as they register more and more people to vote, more young people, you know, of course, voted in this last election than any other election in history. And they're continuing to register young people, but the young people are registering primarily as Democrats or independents. And so only one in three are registering as Republicans. You know, so if they are the minority party, they are now. And if they remain that, you know, the fact that they're able to still wield this much power and make these kind of plans, I mean, because I don't see the plans coming from the Democrats. I don't see a strategy to stop anything that the Republicans do. They're just an evil bunch of people who just keep on enacting evil kind of policies, you know, but I don't see.
I mean, I do. I've seen some talk. I'm not sure what the bill is, but I've seen the Democrats have recently come out with something that's supposed to nullify all of this stuff they're doing. It's a federal law they're trying to pass that just brings the voting standards to one level, and it kind of overrides all this state nonsense that they've passed recently. So I see efforts, but it seems like the Democrats are nowhere near as vocal about it in the media as the right is. I also see this need by Biden to still seem so bipartisan, and he still has this desire to work with them and all that stuff. And I mean, I understand that's great, that's a good show, but it's so far past that. It's time to just stomp them out while you have the opportunity. Since they say elections have consequences, then go ahead and do something. I mean, just stop playing around. Just do what you're gonna do.
But I don't understand that. When they say elections have consequences, if given, you know, how Trump behaved, and as you watch what Biden is trying to achieve, and some he has achieved, you know, he's put some stimulus money in people's pockets. He's making sure that the economy is coming back. He's got COVID on the run. I mean, he's doing things that everybody wants done. And people elected him to do that. I don't see how Republicans can go back and say, oh, okay, you know, at the next election say, oh, okay, we don't want none of that. We want to go back to our ineffectiveness. I mean, because even when Trump was in power, even if you like him, you have to admit, you know, he brought up infrastructure week like three or four times and never moved on that. So if you want your bridges fixed and you want Wi-Fi all over the state or whatever, clearly the Republicans are not going to do that for you. You know, and that's not a hate or not hate, you know.
Yeah, but we can't have those Negroes running everything. So, you know, we got to take care of that.
What Negro? I mean, you got Biden, and, you know, I mean, I'm hoping he makes it. I mean, I'm hoping he makes it, but, you know, I know Kamala's there just in case.
No, I'm saying the Republicans, the core Republicans, they will throw all of that good stuff in the trash if they can stay in power.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's the bottom line with that.
Right, and
they'll vote against their own interests, even.
Right, you have to understand too that we're talking about the majority of white folk when we talk in Republican, and
true.
Biden already knows that, you know, we're everybody else is okay. So every move he makes, he's thinking about white folk, and so he doesn't want to fight white folk in front of white folk. They're not going to do that. So again, it was somebody did a speech and they were like, they're not talking to us. They're not talking to Black people. They're talking to white people. And that's true. All of this is not for us. It's for white folk.
all of what this discussion on
everything. Everything that's happening. It's not for us. The Republicans are trying to hold on to their power and their whiteness, and that's being interrupted. And so the whole country is going to do whatever it takes to keep that. So think of Biden like Lincoln right now. Lincoln was like, he really didn't care about Black people for real. He just wanted to keep the Union to be one thing. And so Biden really, he's just doing whatever it takes to keep the Union to be one.
Well, that's probably true. But in the same vein, I think.
Wait a minute, hold up, go back. That said again, Sheila what? What, Sheila what?
What?
Oh yeah. Hey, that Winston and Mike. Where's that going?
I like the bell.
So she can witness this.
Well, it's recorded, so she can. Yeah.
Play that back.
Well, you know, 2022 election year may be one of the most impactful and influential elections. It's midway between Biden and Trump, the end of Trump. Because of all these changes, I don't know for certain, but I have this little thing that makes me think America likes the underdog. The Liz Cheney thing may bite them in the butt big time. She may go on to be some kind of demagogue or somebody that people get behind because she was treated dirty, flat out in public. You know? To me, that defines the party. You know, if you're scrupulous, get out. Okay, if you have values and morals, hit it, beat it. Okay.
Do you think that weakens them or strengthens them?
Well, that's why I say we'll find out in 2022. Okay, so a lot of people, like you said, young people are registering as Democrats. A lot of people are independent. Like I always think, I think every Black person should be an independent. I don't see how that strengthens them. At the end of the day, you know, somebody who told the truth. And by the way, she's only the only one that we know because she had the third highest job in the party, but there are like 10, 12 other people who are taking it and getting beat up. As well, we just don't know their name. It's not a big time name for doing the same thing, essentially telling the truth and or refusing to back the big lie, saying that the big lie was the big lie.
So let me see if
those people are anti-heroes or if they're just thrown to the side.
And I was just going to ask you: do you think of Liz Cheney as a hero or not a hero? Is she a hero for standing up?
She's no hero. She's doing what she's supposed to do as an American.
That's exactly right. I agree. You know, now in this, you know, one can say in this their party of cowardice, telling the truth and standing against Trump is heroic. Okay, in that milieu, to be honest and be anti-Trump. But in fact, in point of fact, all she's really doing is, like Winston said, is doing what she's pledged to do. It's the other people, you know, that we should be, what are they? You know, they think they're patriots. They say it out loud. But I don't see anything patriotic about reducing people's opportunity to vote. I don't see what's patriotic about that.
And I also would say too, I don't consider her a hero because, I mean, even though I admire the fact that she's standing up on her own, you know, regardless of
other people. She's admirable. I agree with that.
You know, she's the lone voice and she's not letting them punk her in that way. But at the same time, she could have come out a lot earlier with a lot of other lies, you know, and if any of them had done that, they would have been a stronger force to deal with instead of waiting till now. This was just a straw that broke the camel's back for her. But there were other things that were going on that she could have objected to that were a part of the big lie and everything else, you know? So although I admire her for doing what she's doing, I can't call her a hero because I think, like I said, she could have done this a lot earlier. Yeah, probably had better effect.
You know, it reminds me, I don't know what program I was watching, some talk show, and this Black guy is pretty much banging on his chest talking about, I take care of my kids. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, excuse me, you're supposed to. Right. Yeah. You don't get no trophy for that. You're supposed to take care of that kid.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we got to that point where, you know, people expect that. You know what even leads to that? And I know Mike will appreciate this as a coach, giving trophies to kids for coming in fourth and giving the whole team a trophy, you know, instead of just the winners. That and when that first started, people were looking at that and say, oh, that's not a good idea. Some people thought it was so empowering for all the kids. You know, y'all, everybody knows I don't have no kids, so I don't have that kind of thought. You know, my thought pattern is not like that. But this is what it leads to, you know. So
exactly. And that, you know, that's entitlement dripping over into even Little League, even in the Black community. So some of the Little League teams in the Black community, the league, everybody gets a trophy. So we bought into that. And then you get out in the real world and where's my trophy? You know, I had the eighth highest sales numbers out of seven. Don't I get something?
Well, no. Like Mr. said, I took care of my kids. And I have to admit, even I have, and I hate that this touches me, but sometimes when I see photographs of fathers with their kids, and particularly Black fathers with their kids, it touches me in a certain way. And it shouldn't, because that should be the norm. It doesn't touch me when I see mothers with their kids, but it's sort of like, you know, and it shouldn't, you know. Yeah. So anyway, I don't want to drift up too hard to that discussion.
But that is the norm. It's probably more fathers doing what they're supposed to than not. So
again, but we're not
another propaganda. Another way to paint a picture that is not totally true, but everybody believes it.
Right,
because
it's been that
way for so long.
I know. But you know, I didn't want to stay on that topic too long. I wanted to move to something else because I don't know the GOP situation. It's sort of like we're gonna have to wait and see how all that evolves, because like I said, every day is something new. And they're making plans to really accomplish something. And unless some things can be put into place to stop it,
let me just throw this in before you move on. Rudy, once Rudy gets to talking, it's going to clear up a lot of things.
Yeah.
You really think he's got that much to say?
Oh yeah, I think to keep his butt out of jail, Rudy is going sing for them. You hear me?
Canary.
Trump hears that bus coming now, and he knows I'm about to get tossed. I'm about to get tossed under this big monster. So you'll know when he gets close to it, he'll start saying, coming on the air saying what a horrible human being Giuliani is. He never really wanted to work for him. You know, he's not going to pay him. He's a terrible lawyer. He's a terrible mayor of New York. That's when you know they're closing in.
Because, you know, a point that Michael Cohen has made, Trump's lawyer, the one that's in jail, he said, you got to remember that Rudy Giuliani and Trump are not friends. He said they don't have a lifetime relationship going on. They've only known each other for a couple of years. And Rudy worked for him. It wasn't like they had, like he and Michael Cohen had a long time relationship. He said, and you see what happened to me. I'm sitting here in jail. So he said, so if Rudy is expecting anything, he said he don't even have a relationship to fall back on with Trump, you know? So it will be, Winston, it will be interesting to see.
Very, very much so.
But I wanted to talk a little bit, since Mike had started off the conversation letting us know that he was vaccinated, which I appreciate. I am too, fully at this point. And I went out for the first time just yesterday to a cookout. So that's the first time I've probably been out amongst friends or other people in almost a year. So, but with the new CDC guidelines, where they're saying now that you don't have to wear your masks if you are fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear your masks indoors. And I think people were feeling pretty comfortable outdoors for a while. But being indoors, do you feel comfortable doing that? Or would you be taking your, Sheila, would you be taking your mask off now indoors?
I went to Security Square Mall on Saturday, and people were masks. They had their mask on, including me.
Yeah. You know, because that's another thing. Just because, like the CDC says or the governor says, you know, I mean, I sort of listen to that, but that really isn't what makes up my mind. I sort of feel like I'm going to make my own decision about it. So it really doesn't matter if they say, just because they say you can take your mask off doesn't mean you take your mask off. It just means you can if you want to, you know. So I don't know.
But also, they ain't doing the 6 feet thing, though.
Oh, the people in the mall?
Oh, heck no. They all over you. With that mask on, they ain't doing the 6 feet. I was like, I want to go back to the 6 feet. I want a t-shirt. Yeah. Back up. Well, no, they ain't doing that.
A t-shirt. We do know that among any group we see together, there should be 30% of them, maybe less in some communities, but 30% of them that are fully vaccinated, if the numbers hold up statistically. However, that 30% nationwide could in fact be 50% in one community and 12 in another. So,
mm-hmm. Plus, how you gonna know? Well, we gonna wear.
Yeah. Well, you won't know any more than you know if you're standing next to somebody with AIDS or whooping cough. Well, I guess you can tell whooping. Anything else, you won't know. Okay.
But again, I mean, it depends on who you're with. I mean, I don't think that I'm going anywhere with a bunch of strangers right about now. I mean, it's primarily, yeah. I feel comfortable being around my family and friends. That's who. And most of those people I know, we've talked about whether or not they were getting vaccinated whenever. I mean, I had some, they've gotten vaccinated back in January. A lot of my friends who are in the health fields. So they've been vaccinated for a while, you know? So any of my friends who are not, I sort of know that they're not, you know? But even if I am, I'm supposed to feel comfortable now, according to the CDC, even if I am around somebody who's not vaccinated, if I am, I should feel relatively safe and I'm not capable of spreading it to that person. But if I still wear my mask, then that should still be some protection, correct?
Correct. I still wear mine, like in the supermarket, but in my own car, I don't, and outside, I don't wear it, you know, that often. If I'm doing baseball or sports outside, I don't wear it. Because I'm vaccinated and we're outside and I'm not within 6 feet of the players and we're not gathering in a bar afterwards.
So, and, you know, and they always said, I mean, and it's transmitted a certain way. So if no one's talking, exactly, whether you have a mask on or not, there shouldn't really be a problem. You know, yeah. So I had heard this before, that if both people have on a mask, whether you're vaccinated or not, if you hug somebody and your face is over their shoulder and you're not talking and you just hug them, that there's no transmission there. You know, right. So people who were talking about, oh, I can't see my grandkids, I can't hug my, you still could do that. It's just how you go about it. That was my understanding.
Basically, don't be spitting on each other. That's
yeah, there you go. Yeah, see, I didn't want to be all direct about it like that. But, but that question, that makes me wonder, okay, because I had a guy say this to me, realizing that he's been locked in for the last year and that he hasn't been on any dates or anything. And so, you know, he's been celibate for this last year. Okay, so the question, okay, you too, Mike. So what happens now? So now that the pandemic, can you meet somebody?
Not a daggone thing. That's what's happening now. Not a daggone thing.
No, yeah, see, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, just because you both are fully vaccinated, can you kiss this person? That if you were just to meet somebody new somewhere and you start up, you know, trying to date, can you kiss this person? Can you go to bed with this person? I mean, I don't know. If you're both fully vaccinated, is that supposed to be okay?
That's been out. Herpes settled all that years ago.
This is not, no, I'm not even talking. No, I mean, but you know, given this, is that okay? I don't even know.
No.
Why not know if you're both fully vaccinated?
Why not know if you're both vaccinated and you haven't had
it? Well, here's the next dilemma we're going to face, because I already hear it coming up.
Okay.
They don't trust people. They don't trust what people are saying. So now they're going to come out with that passport.
That's true.
Everybody, before you do anything, can I see your card, please?
They were saying how the government can't really do that, but certain businesses can do that. They can say, like a movie theater can say,
oh, it's coming.
You have to show your vaccination card or something like that. You know,
there's some place out here that, not now, but all new employees must be able to prove they've been vaccinated. And that's just the first one. It's going to happen.
Colleges and universities too.
And yeah. of course, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, if you choose not to be vaccinated, that's on you. And if you know that that's the way the, I mean, because the same thing would be with smallpox or measles, anything like that. If we were going through that and you didn't want to be vaccinated, would you expect that people would be okay with you coming in if smallpox is going on and you say, I don't want to be vaccinated? So I mean, so you accept it. It's not like we're saying this group of people can't be vaccinated. Like, we're not going to let any Black people be vaccinated. And then they can't come into the Safeway. That's one thing. But that's not it. It's everybody's choice. So you're just accepting what the situation is going to be.
You know? Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
And it could be too that it's not that they don't let you in, and maybe they let you in on another day, or maybe they have you sit over there. The unvaccinated people sit over there.
Sound like discrimination.
It does, doesn't it? But again, it's up to you. It's not like being Black where you're Black. You can't really take that off, but you can change your vaccination status if you want.
But you know what's different?
Take it off. That's Look at Michael Jackson.
Well, no, he thought he took it off, but he didn't.
You know what's kind of different about this, though? It's what you alluded to earlier, Cheryl. If you've been vaccinated and these vaccines are supposed to be what they say they are, you should be protected. Right. So there's really...
But no vaccine is 100% because they got the Yankee guys, the Yankee players with been vaccinated and they got COVID right now.
Right. But here's the thing.
Nothing is 100%. So don't be crazy.
But here's the thing. And they're swearing by this. Nobody's going to, if you've been vaccinated, you might get a little sick. You might get infected, but you won't die. That's what they're saying every day. This will keep you from dying, you know? So.
They have been trying to make that point though, that it just lessens your chance.
Right. So I guess where I was going with that.
It increases your chance of surviving. They said that it doesn't cure it. And just because when you say get COVID, you test positive. If you're asymptomatic, if you don't have any symptoms, you just are positive, right?
Correct. Where I was going with that, the vaccinated really have no reason to fear the unvaccinated. So there's really no need to be sitting people over there or anything like that. But
still, it's not 100% though.
But you're not going to die. No, so
you just said nothing is. Nothing is.
Right.
So you're not going to die. They're telling us that you're not going to die. So this is no different than you catching a cold from someone or all the other normal stuff we had. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Well, now that you're back.
Who want to chance that though?
Well, I had a guy come to my house to do some work. He has a mask on. I said, man, you can take your mask off if you want to. Okay, because I'm vaccinated. And he's talking to me. I said, man, just take your mask off. You know, and he took it. I came back out in the front where he was working. I noticed he had put it back on. So that's good too. But, you know, I'm vaccinated. What did you get vaccinated for? What did you go and get vaccinated and step in the middle of the night, typing, trying to find a place to get a shot? What did you get that for? If now you're gonna still continue to wear your mask and do all the other things.
Now I tell you who's really gonna get laughed at. Remember the folks who had the glass shield in addition to the mask?
They're still out there, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even do gloves. You know, I did them at first. I was like, I ain't doing gloves. I'm just gonna do hand washing. But everybody, they were gloves, masks, and shields.
Oh, there were people who were wiping down packages, and if they came in their house,
shopping carts,
shopping bags. I think one of us said that they were doing that. But
this person bought a box, big box of those sanitary wipes. You know, those disinfecting wipes, and then they wiped. They opened one and they wiped the box down.
Go ahead and say a name. It was Brooke. I ain't ashamed.
So, but yeah, it's just changing, you know, people are like, I'm still going to do DoorDash. People say we're still going to have Zoom meetings. I know there's in volleyball, there's rules that they change during the COVID that to most of us referees, better rules, you know, better rules. Why don't we just, so there's going to be some stuff that's going to stay. So, you know, it'll be like to me, I think 2 years before there's something that looks like, do we get to a place where 1 year looks kind of like the year before it, you know? But in the next few years, each year is going to look, in my mind, drastically different as we sort of stumble our way back to some kind of normal. Then maybe like 1 year, 24 will actually look kind of like 23 looked.
Well, I think even this summer, though, I expect to be different, because I think just having the warmer months and being outside more makes you a little bit more comfortable, you know,
I'm not wearing masks.
I'm telling you, Saturday was lit.
Yeah. People
were up in there.
Yeah. But
they had on masks. Some had on masks, some didn't. And I was like, okay, we're going there. And forget the 6 feet, but we definitely was up in there.
I mean, I find myself, I'm still wearing a mask just be, you know, like I said, just because I feel more comfortable with that. You know, I mean, you can tell me anything, but it's my life, you know, and I just want to be sure. But if I'm outside, if I'm alone, if it's, you know, open air, it's not a lot of, I mean, I'm not talking. So yeah, I'm gonna take the mask off. You know, like you said, in my car, I don't have the mask on. But the only thing I really was that concerned about was being with family and friends again, you know, and I'd like to be able to do that without a mask, but it depends. If my whole family is vaccinated and I feel, and with, I might still have a little bit of that social distancing, you know, I don't mind hugging them when I first see them, but after that, we don't have to be all up in each other's faces now. So
people are going to come back at their own comfort level. It's just like if all of a sudden the speed limit went to, and it, you know, it just to 80 miles an hour, and it used to be say 65. Some people are going to jump right up and go 86 miles an hour, 82 miles an hour, the bus right onto it. Motherfucker, you know, I'm just sort of, I'm still going to sit here. I like to cruise at 70, 72. I'm not going to go any faster. And then other people, I'm going to go up a little fast, but I'm not going to go quite 80 something. Everybody's going to figure out for themselves what the new 80 mile per hour speed limit versus 65 means. Does it mean we go faster? Does it mean we stay the same? Do we go even faster than the speed limit? And I think it's the same thing with how people come back to the society. You know, their rules will be dropped and extended, like the mask, and like in Cheryl's case, say, yeah, that's good, but I'm not going to just jump up and just grab mine off right now. Y'all go ahead, but I'm not going to take mine off. Am I correct, Cheryl?
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, y'all can go ahead. I think that's going to be the same way in a lot of things as we sort of feel our way back to whatever normal is going to be.
That's a great analogy, Mike. But some, you know, some people's car can't go up to 80s. Don't be looking at me. I ain't say my car couldn't, even though I ain't passed admission. But that ain't.
You say it can't go 80 miles an hour, or it can't even go 80 miles.
Car can't go that fast without shaking.
Well, then that's when you got to put your mask on. If your car is shaking, you got to wear a mask. Okay, just that simple, no exceptions.
Yeah, you know what'll be chaos if some new variant comes through.
Oh, please.
Oh my God, it's gonna be chaos. You hear me?
They opened up the big amusement park out here, King's Island, and it was packed. And I'm like, oh, I can't imagine shutting that place down again. They have 4,000 employees.
Or even think about the situation in India. I mean, we're over here talking about taking masks off and all, and these people, they had 4,000 people dying a day as of yesterday and the day before. You know, it doesn't even look like it's slowing down. So I don't even...
Not to be ignorant, but I mean, a couple of you guys are supposed to be comedians, so you should be all right with this. If... You know, the same way Trump started talking about China virus, if that happens towards the Indian people, it's going to be horrible.
What happened?
I hadn't thought about that.
Well, you know, well, he had to stop, you know, Biden had to stop travel from India altogether. Oh, so at this point, I would not be surprised if some sort of numbskull behavior started towards people from India are here.
Yeah.
Are we so stupid that every time something negative happens, we're just gonna beat up all the descendants?
Yes.
But as if the white Americans ain't do nothing wrong. What, they're not supposed to be beating them up too? I mean, come on.
But most Indians here have owned stuff. So it's not like
Just like the Asians. Just like the Asians.
Yeah. but most Asians own stuff in communities where we are. So
yeah, that's a good point.
Gotta go out to where Indians own
stuff,
like hotels and gas stations. But I, you know, and that's just a crazy topic for us to be talking about.
Yeah,
I know. It's a beatdown.
I know.
That tells you how warped. But that tells you where we're going.
Yep.
I know. Good. I was trying to find a place in there, but I couldn't even. Oh, shoot, my God.
That's crazy.
But I don't know. I mean, not having like a Donald Trump to lead the discussion, you know, because I do think he was really primarily responsible for that rise in Asian.
He was.
Because I think him calling it that all the time.
Yes.
Just really framing it as it's their fault. It's the Chinese fault. He did that.
He had a beef with China and he had a beef with TikTok, all of that. So, I mean, I don't even know where it came from.
Right. So I think, you know, that those Asian attacks are directly a result of that. I think the Indian thing, that's a little different. You know, we're not blaming them yet. They're having a bad situation and it could spread here with their variances if they were to come here. But, you know, if there's some effort to stop
it. You know what? Did you bring that up? I have this. This was a crazy thing. There's a group of, you know, there's various religions in India, which is my understanding, but they filmed a group of men who believe that covering themselves with the feces and urine of the cows protects them from COVID. So they showed 10 or 12 men just bathing. I said, and this does not help the image. Guys, this is not, you shouldn't really do this, but I have this on Facebook if anybody's interested. It's quite disgusting. But there's some crazy stuff out here.
They did that 6 feet then, huh?
No, they were all in it.
It was in order.
No, but you know, when you said that, what it made me think of, I have a habit of, I don't watch a lot of TV, but when I do, I might like binge watch certain shows. Mm-hmm. And on that show, The Office, there are these guys that do practical jokes on each other all the time. And it made me just think, with what you just described, Winston, that could have easily just been one guy saying, hey, you know what? One way to prevent that, y'all should go over there and put that cow feces on your side. I don't, in no way, I think some friends just sold some other friends to go do that.
Yeah, right.
Just to see if they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like a practical joke gone awry to me. But
isn't cow sacred for them anyway?
Yeah, I think
yes.
They don't eat beef. Yeah. A lot of them don't eat it at all.
I don't know if there's anything over here that Americans like I said, we can't agree on anything. I don't even think we can't even agree that there is a coronavirus. I mean, you still got people who don't even believe that exists, that happens or anything, you know. So I don't even know if that were the cure, if people would do that, something like that. Yeah. So
it speaks to the major mistrust across the people of the United States have for the United States, you know. Even people who claim that they don't, the Limbaugh listeners and, you know, these people, you know, anybody who challenges the U.S. is unpatriotic. Yet, that's all the patriots, the people that we refer to as patriots in America, John Adams, Nathan Hale, George Washington, that's all they did, you know, against the British. They stood their ground and made a nation. But now for you, it's non-American. It's un-white America. It's got to be a scary time to see your time on stage come to an end, okay? And that's what's happening. If you take like a ball player who knows, you know, even as great as he's been, a guy like a Tom Brady, knows that one day, no matter what he does, eat better, exercise more, whatever it is, stretch more, doesn't matter, one day it's all coming to an end. And that's what I think white America sees. I don't have any idea what that feels like. I've never been on top. But it must be terrifying.
I think the terrifying part though is that not just that it's coming to an end, but because of the way that they have lived this life, the way they've affected others, I think they have a fear that that's going to come back to them. You know, they have oppressed others all this time, and I think. You know, as Michelle Indigaiacello says, the white man should forever sleep with one eye open. You know, She says that, but I think they believe that because they know that, you know, they've oppressed so many people over years, and that they expect that. Now, I'm not, and I don't even know that that is the case. I don't know that I think other races would turn around and try to oppress them once they're not in the majority anymore. I don't know that that's true.
I don't know that that's true either. I think that might just be something that was limited to that particular group of people at that time. Yeah.
But isn't that, what's that called? Is that called projection? Because I've heard, like, when people are dating, like if a guy accuses his girlfriend of cheating, it's more likely because he cheats. You know, that's he sees that and he's going to accuse her because of something he does, you know, or he has done.
Yeah, that's projecting, I think.
Right. So, you know, maybe
projecting your behavior on another.
The guys try to act like they don't know. Oh,
yeah, I know. I noticed there is the way they
respond. Y'all know.
Maybe that could be right.
It's a frightening time, and people are going to be, you know, crazy and violent.
They got real quiet too, sir.
I know. Everybody's on laid back.
Got all serious. Sweating.
Told me to keep my mic off when other people are talking. That's all.
What's it? Turn the light out. What's up?
He's projecting. Quiet. Project. He's in the projection room.
Yeah, let's move on. Another topic.
But
what's next, Cheryl? What else you got?
We almost ready to close up, but that's a good place to close. You know, I just used that as an analogy, but I was talking about the Republicans and I'm sorry, I was talking about the white folks in period, not so much Republicans, but.
Well, big news also is Bill Gates and this lady are going to get divorced. That woman getting paid, boy.
Yeah.
20 something years and they're getting divorced. I think even if you're rich, if you can't get along, move along.
But why? See, that's what I don't get. If you've been married that long, you've created a life together, you have children together, you got $1 billion, you don't even have to look at each other. And if you wanted to have other relationships, you know, I mean, I don't even understand the to go through the expense and the time and the negativism of a divorce. I don't even see why you would do
there's
that
only
unless
one reason, Cheryl.
Yeah,
you
to me
they
don't
on.
Right. I think I said there's only one reason. What's your reason, Winston?
You want to get with your new person.
Right, exactly. That's right. What I thought. That's
You know, I when I moved on, I didn't have a new person. I just wanted to get, I knew it was time for me to get away from the old person.
Right. But my point is, when you have, and this is the important point, when you have $1 billion, you can get away from that person. You don't have to legally do it. I mean, you don't have to live if you don't have somebody else, and particularly since they've been married as long as they have, you know, the likelihood.
But I think they said that this didn't just happen last week. This has been, you know, and has one been divorced twice. You don't just wake up and say, hey, let's get divorced. Okay. It's, you're working, trying to save this thing.
Right.
You're throwing
now
everything out,
that.
You know. Yeah. And then after a while, you know what? It ain't work.
Like, yeah, because he keeps leaving the seat up. I don't care if it's a golden seat. It's still up. Good mugger.
But why are y'all even, that's my point. Why are y'all even sharing the same bathroom? You got $1 billion. You got 20 houses around.
That's what I said. He comes to my bathroom to leave it up.
Right, you don't even have to live in the same
bathroom. I know Bill Gates did.
He come to my side, leave it up everywhere he go.
You know what? There's some women that love to have somebody come to their house and leave the toilet seat up. They ain't got nobody. Yeah.
No, I'm going to leave it up. I'm pretty sure one of them has somebody else that they would like to spend the rest of their life.
Well,
with.
No, she the wife is constantly leaking dirt out every week. She said last week that Bill spends the holidays with his ex girlfriend. He's been doing that for 3 years.
Okay.
Now today, she said he was tight with Epstein.
So, you know.
That's why she said that's what did it for her.
Yeah, she got freaked out.
That's what did it for her.
And I don't know why she's. I mean, they didn't fight. They didn't fight over the money. So no. I don't know why she's just not just letting it go. But she seems to want to put some dirt out on it.
Well, you know, one thing.
Make you move along. Hurry up.
This is another discussion. But I do want to make the point that sometimes the one thing that I have found irritating is when a guy has done some dirt or is done some wrong things. And everybody always thinks he's a good guy, you know? And there's sometimes you just want people to know he wasn't a good guy.
Right.
Because we can break up, but don't keep on acting like everything is everything and everybody's cool. No, this guy was messed up.
Just he did horrible
things, you know? And sometimes you want that because you don't want people to view you all the same. Like, it just didn't work out. No, he went above and beyond doing some rank stuff. So, and you don't necessarily need to know what it was, but you need to know he's not the nice guy you think he is.
Uh-huh.
You
know?
Yeah. He was just nice enough.
I think that swings both genders.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure it does. Yeah,
he was just nice enough to stick with 27 years. That's all.
For the billions.
Yeah.
I guess so.
And people change. People change. Life changes. Circumstances change. You know, I was divorced after 20 something, over a quarter of a century. You know, and most of that was good. But when it changed hard. So it depends on what your psyche can put up with. Like they said, what I read, they have been at this for like 5, 6, 7 years, and finally, like, okay, I'm through trying to make this. You know, because there is some stress to it. You know, they still have to go out in public and smile and all of that. So there's some stress to that because they're public people, they're public figures, whether they want to be or not. So it's got to be stressful.
Well, I guess the lesson learned there is money isn't everything, and money doesn't solve all your problems. And
I'd like to give it a shot to you.
Let me try that.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, you money. Think, come
but
on.
Like they say too, that money just amplifies
whatever you are.
Whatever you are, anyway.
Whatever you are, magnified. Absolutely.
That's right. So on that note, that's your lesson for the week, everybody. If you didn't know already that money can't solve all problems, you heard it.
Cash at me!
You heard it, your girls.
Venmo.
And the old school news crew. So I want to thank all of them one more time for joining in the conversation. Thank you, Winston Thomas.
Very welcome.
And thank you, Sheila Gaskins.
I can't get over Winston being all incognito since you've been saying all that male stuff. Hey, everybody, cash at me.
That's right.
Anyway, and thank you, Mike Easterling.
You're certainly welcome.
Oh, okay. Let me say this one last thing about that cash app thing. And not to make anybody not cash app Sheila, but I'm noticing more and more on Facebook, grown-ass people posting, it's my birthday, here's my cash app. These people are like 56 years old. I wish I would. I mean,
I haven't seen that, but
my birthday was in January. I needed a new stove and a new oven because of my oven was so old. My oven was 20 years old. And I said, hey, y'all, I need a new stove, a new oven. It's my birthday. Cash App, $400. They sent me $400. I was able to get a new stove and a new oven.
Right. But also, because now, see, at least in that situation, you had a particular need. You had a problem. You wanted some people to help you out. But this idea of just the fact that it's your birthday, everybody has a birthday. Okay. And and this is just to general people, just to the public. Just send me some money because it's my birthday. Yes, okay. I'm sorry. I just had to vent on that little particular issue.
I see.
And congratulations on that, Sheila. Anyway.
Oh, heck yeah. I'll show y'all pictures of my new oven.
But please do. This is your girl, Sheryl, and Old School News Crew, saying thank you once again. If you want to come and join us in conversation, just email me at yourgirlsheryl@gmail.com. Thank you, folks. I appreciate it.